Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. We go behind the headlines today, and today's headlines tell us the St. Louis homicide toll is now over 200, a 21-year high, with four overnight shooting deaths. St. Louis is conducting a program tomorrow in the hope of taking a bite out of the spate of gun violence in the city. It's a gun buyback program, Cash for Guns. Our reporter Rachel Lipman is with us to explain the program and how it has worked in the past. And Rachel joins me in studio. Nice to see you again,
Rachel.
Hi, Don.
Always a pleasure to be on.
How is it going to work?
Well, this is actually a program that the city doesn't have a whole lot of connection to. It is being privately financed by the Police Foundation, Ameren, and the Bar Association of Metropolitan St. Louis. The city is certainly publicizing it, but they are not kind of backing it anyway financially. What they're going to do is these groups have set up a collection for the weapons at the Omega Center, which is at Goodfellow and Natural Bridge up in kind of the North City, North County-ish area. And they're looking to get weapons mostly from East St. Louis, St. Louis, and St. Louis County. Obviously, they're not going to be asking, hey, where are you from, and not taking a gun if someone from Franklin or Jefferson County wants to turn in a weapon. But that's where it's focused on. And they'll be handing out cash for the weapons depending on the type of weapon. Handguns will be less, obviously, than assault-style rifles or other more powerful weapons. And the firearms have to be working in order to get the cash for it.
It's anonymous. People can do this anonymously.
Yes. I mean, you will see their face, but they don't have to say, I am so-and-so, and I'm turning in this gun for. What Judge Jimmy Edwards, who's the new public safety director, said when they announced this is, we hope that, you know, a grandmother, a mother, or someone knows that there's a gun in the house and takes it to this and gets it out of the hand of, you know, their grandson or their nephew or someone who might be inclined to use it for violence.
As I think he put it by saying, hopes the good people will turn out with
yes.
the guns.
Yes.
Yeah, because the bad guys aren't likely to do that.
I wouldn't think so, no. Yeah. And once the guns are brought to and they will be checked by the St. Louis Police Department to find out if they have been used in any crime or if they have been stolen from gun stores. We know that that's become a problem recently, is they've either been stolen from gun stores or from out of vehicles because of the no carry zones that are available.
This is only going on for 6 hours, as I understand
yes.
it. Not very long. Do they have any kind of a total that they're looking for? Any numbers been thrown around?
No, they really haven't thrown around any kind of numbers that they're hoping for. They just, you know, I think want to show that they are doing something in an effort to at least get the flow of guns off of the street.
This almost seems to me like an act of desperation. I know obviously the city leaders are very, very concerned about what's been going on, but they almost concede they don't expect a whole lot of success.
You know, desperation is an editorial term to use. I think it is something that they can have quick results with. They can say, we are trying our best without needing to change policy at state level, without needing to get the cooperation of the federal government, without needing in-depth investigations to at least get some kind of firearms off the streets, to reduce the pool of available weapons even just a little bit. You know, whether that's desperation or expediency is, you know, a judgment for people to make, but it's something that they can do without really having to wait for other parties except for funders to step up.
What happens to the guns after the police have examined them?
That is a good question. I asked that of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. They told me to ask the mayor's office, and neither of them have quite told me what is done with these weapons after they're turned into the police department, whether they're scrapped and sold for metal or whether they end up getting sold and end up back out on the streets. Actually, Reveal just had a big investigation with, I think, the Texas Tribune on what happens with weapons that police departments sell, for example, or when guns are stolen. So that's certainly something you would think that they probably know and are concerned about, but I don't have an answer as to what's going to happen with the weapons.
There was a time, I'm not sure that was here in St. Louis, but in other cities where they were planning on melting them down and making manhole covers out of them.
You know, that sounds like an idea, or, you know, the construction grates, the metal plates that are on all of the streets because they're so torn up. But I don't know specifically what the plan is once the weapons are turned into the SLMPD and checked for either being stolen or involved in a crime.
This has happened here before.
Yes.
We've done it twice that I know of. Mm-hmm. And I think it was 1991 and 2008, was it?
I think so. And I don't know if there have been others, smaller ones that organizations and neighborhoods have put on. But yes, the two big ones are 91 and I think 2008 was the last big one that the city publicized.
In 1991, Clarence Harmon was police chief in those days. Vince Shamel was mayor. Mm-hmm. And what they were talking about doing with the guns was melting them down and making a statue out of them. So all sorts of options.
And ideas. I mean, they're metal once they're melted down. It's, you know.
They collected 7,800 guns back in 91, but that was a month long.
And again, the question, too, with some of that is a lot of what you hear is that a lot of the weapons that get turned in aren't working. They're just, you know, yeah. a rifle that someone's dad left them with and they have nothing to do with it. It's an antique gun that's kind of been passed, you know, through the family and nobody quite knows what to do with it. It's not that they don't get weapons turned in. It's just that they don't necessarily get the weapons turned in that are being used in the crimes that are being committed.
There's always concern that some of the bad guys will turn in a gun and use whatever money they make to buy a better one.
Yeah. I mean, there are always all sorts of factors and things to consider. And the research shows that it actually may not make a dent too much in the violent crime rate. There's just more guns that are available, especially now, than can be taken in, especially in a one-day pull-in, one-day buyback.
We have a caller here who wants to get into this conversation, so let's bring in Jack. He's calling from Valley Park. Go ahead, Jack. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I would just like to echo some of that these gun buyback programs are not only ineffective, but they're probably make things worse. Like for me, for instance, when I heard about the gun buyback, I was thinking maybe I could take advantage of this. I have several guns, and there's a gun that, it's not considered like reliable. Like people were testing it on YouTube, and you know, I haven't really shot so many rounds out of it. But people who have say, well, after you know it fails, or after a couple hundred rounds, and it's a scary looking assault rifle. So I was thinking, what if I turn that in, get a lot of money back, and just go back and buy a better version? So you know, it's totally ineffective.
All right, Jack, thanks for your call.
I mean, as you were mentioning, what is to prevent them from using the money that they get from turning in the weapons and going out and finding another one on the black market? There's no shortage of availability of weapons in the St. Louis area. Mm-hmm. As Judge Edwards said, as the public safety director said, you know, the hope is that good people come to do it and then use the cash that they can get to provide for their family or, you know, pay for Christmas gifts or keep the lights on. But with it being anonymous, you don't know. And that's just a factor that happens with the gun buybacks. But I think he's correct. Yeah, there's nothing to stop someone from turning in an old assault rifle that still fires, assault-style rifle that still fires but maybe isn't mm-hmm. effective, and then, you know, finding one on the black market. I'm sure there's no shortage of paths that these guys know to get guns.
There have been some suggestions that what this really is all about is raising public awareness to the gun problem, which is something Mayor Crewson has been talking about since day one, and that is kind of a PR effort.
Yeah. I mean, you want to, again, like I said, you want to look like you're doing something. Yeah. And this is something that the city can do without, again, having too many other players involved, except for foundations that are also recognizing that it's a gun problem. But I also think that if you've been paying attention to the news, you can't not realize that there is a gun problem in the city of St. Louis and in the surrounding areas. Like you mentioned at the top of the show, we're up over 200 homicides. It's the highest. We haven't gone over 200 since 1995. And with the losing population, that rate is obviously going to be much higher just than it was in 1995. So you can't not – and more than 1,000 people have been shot non-fatally in over the year as well. So – you know, whether or not we need publicity that there is a gun problem in the St. Louis area, I don't know. It may just be an effort to say we are doing what we have available when we're not getting cooperation from state legislature or federal government to stop this.
And as Mayor Crewson has said, if we save one life with this buyback program, it's worth it.
It is one life. And you can't argue with that. If you get a gun out of someone's hand who then doesn't turn around and use it, you are saving a life. But in terms of getting to the problem that has had homicides going up since 2013, I think we were at about 110. That wasn't the exact number, but kind of in that 110, 120 range. And now we're up over 200 about 4 or 5 years later. So there's obviously something else at work here.
And most of that is gun violence.
Most of that is gun violence. The vast majority of homicides in the city are both victim and suspect young African-American males.
Okay. We'll point out once again, Rachel, the event, the gun buyback, will be held from 9 to 3 p.m. tomorrow at the Omega Center, 3900 Goodfellow Boulevard. Right.
Thank you, Don. Always a pleasure.
Likewise, thanks to Rachel Lippman for taking us behind the headlines. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.